More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's almost time for Second Date Update. Before we get into it, we've got these tickets for Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Got a pair right now. The rides are back, including 10 world-class roller coasters like Medusa, Superman, Ultimate Flight, Batman the Ride. Get more info at sixflags.com, but get your tickets right now. 800-800-1013. Call us.
It's time for Second Date Update. Did somebody ghost on you? Did you go on a first date and then they disappeared? This is where we get some closure.
Mm-hmm.
Or a second date, really. That's where we're at.
That's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Trevor on the line. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Considering I think I've been better, but, you know, I'll hopefully get this sorted out.
Okay.
But, I'm all right.
Hey, at least you took the first step. You called us. That's hard to do. So basically, you went out with a woman named Kim. We got your email. Tell us a little bit about Kim.
Yeah, so we met online, so we were kind of exchanging some messages, and then finally went out, and we had some drinks, went on Friday, and one of those rare online accomplishments where you meet someone who's actually, like, much better looking in person than the pictures, as opposed to, like, other.
You didn't tell her that, though, did you? You didn't say, like, hey, you're way
better.
That is not good first date talk,
right,
or any date talk.
Wow,
really.
You look great. You look way better than your picture.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it usually works out the other way. But anyway, we were getting along really, really well. She was really fun to talk to. She was into football. Like, man, she was checking off all the points, and I definitely want to see her again. But she hasn't answered any of my texts. And I feel like I've obviously been ghosted, and we really hit it off, so I'm not really sure why, and here I am.
That's okay. That's why we do this. You never know. Sometimes people lose their phones. Sometimes people are just too busy. Who knows?
Sometimes they lose their mind. It happens.
That too.
Yeah.
We're going to call her, and you know the segment, so we'll have you on the line, so you'll have to mute your phone out, but we'll see if we can get some answers, okay?
Right. Okay, cool.
All right, we'll do it next. It's a Second Date Update. Hang on.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy.
We're doing Second Date Update. Trevor has been holding.
So let's see. Trevor, it looks like you're looking for Kim. You and Kim met online. You finally went out for some drinks last week. You said the chemistry was great. She was hotter in person than you even were expecting.
Hotter in person.
Well, here's a cool thing. How about pleasantly surprised? He was pleasantly surprised. Sometimes it happens where you're like, whoa, I wasn't ready for that.
He's probably ecstatic. Are you kidding me?
And you thought the chemistry was great, but she hasn't been getting back to your texts, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to call her, mute your phone out, and we'll see if we can figure out if something went wrong or if she's just been busy or what, okay? Here we go.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Kim?
Yeah, this is Kim. Who is this?
Hi there. My name is Sandy. I actually do a morning radio show on Star 101.3. It's called Marcus and Sandy. Have you heard of our show?
Hey, Kim.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love your guys' show.
What's up,
it's
Mama?
It's so early.
Oh, I know. Trust me. We work here. We know it's early. So could we just ask you a quick question on the air? Have you heard of our segment, Second Date Update?
Can you just tell me a little more? What is it?
So basically, it's a like kind of a dating thing. We talk about people, you know, in the dating world. We actually like got an email from somebody that knows you and kind of likes
wow.
you and wants to see you again.
Oh.
Trevor?
Okay. Oh, Trevor. Uh-huh.
Tell us.
Okay.
So basically, he told us that you guys hung out and had a good time and he'd love to see you again. So we're calling you to see how you feel about that.
Did the date go okay?
Oh, well, I will say this. He was, like, pretty nice. He was really sweet. And I thought that we were getting along, like, really well. He seemed, like, really enthusiastic. He kind of kept complimenting me, and that feels really good, you know?
Yeah.
I'm over here waiting for the butt.
Well, okay, here it is. So I was, you know, we were chatting, we were hitting it off, and then I was telling him about how I'm really proud of myself because I finally paid off both of my credit cards. Like, I had a bunch of debt, and it took me a few years, and I finally, like, just paid them all off.
Best feeling ever.
Adulting.
Thank you. I know. Adulting. Totally. But then he started to ask about whether I invest in stocks. And I was like, no, not really. And then he started to go on and on about, like, you should really be investing in the stock market and things are only going to go up from here. And I was like, okay. And I tried to, like, change the subject, and he just, like, would not stop. And he just kept talking about, like, stocks and, like, investing and growth.
God,
and
how
stuff.
Boring.
And I was, yes, exactly. I was just getting super bored, and it didn't matter. I would try to be like, oh, wow, I don't know, like, change the subject. Like, gosh, I want to go to a Xia concert soon or something like that. And he would, like, not get off it. And not only was I bored, but I was also like, why are you judging my finances right now? Like, why are you telling me that I don't know how to use money?
Okay, so, Kim, Trevor's actually on the line with us.
Trevor?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes?
Are you listening to this?
Yeah.
I have to
say something. You know I work at a bank, right? And you know,
yeah,
like,
I know you work at a bank. You told me many times.
Right. And so all I was doing, and I'm sorry if you, like, you know, took it in the wrong way, but, like, I meet people every single day that don't do what they should be doing with their money, and I'm just giving you a piece of free advice because we're having a good time. You obviously took that in the wrong way.
I feel that, Trevor, and I appreciate that, but honestly, I wasn't asking for your advice, and I know that you were trying to be helpful, but it was like you were helpful, and then it was like too much. Like, I get it. You work at a bank. Like, I understand that. You know what I mean? Like, but I was trying to just bring up other stuff, and you seem to not even hear me.
Okay, you guys, we got a...
I'm going to call this one.
I'm assuming no second date for either one of you.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't think I need that.
All right, cool. Hang on. Yeah. Sometimes
that's not gonna
work. Stand down and listen to the lady. Talk about something else. Anyway,
Anything else? Second date
update. Yeah. 7:05 weekday mornings. We're going to replay at 9:05. So if you missed it, no worries. It's got its own podcast, too. Go download the free iHeartRadio app and look out for Marcus and Sandy's second date update. They're all up there. You can binge listen.
Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.